Atlanta is sometimes called a city in a forest. Nearly 50% of the city's surface area is covered in trees, according to a study from Georgia Tech, and that's higher than any other major city. But lately, some folks are worrying this common resource could be in jeopardy, especially in neighborhoods where real estate is in high demand. Here's Stephanie Stokes.
Driving around Atlanta, the man working to preserve the city's trees starts to sound like their grim reaper.
Yeah, trees can get destroyed.
Greg Levine is with Trees Atlanta. He's pointing through the window of his Prius to a home being built right next to an oak tree.
They've come too close to it, and my guess is 7 years it'll be in such a decline they'll have to remove it.
Levine sees development uprooting trees all around in town Atlanta, from large homes taking over once forested backyards.
You see how that house is taking up much more of the land than the house next to it.
To mixed-use complexes with few trees.
You can see this very little green area they're leaving room for trees over there.
It's worrying him because as the economy picks up, so has construction.
We're losing trees in so many different ways. We've just got to stop and think about how the city will grow and still have things that grow in it.
The possible loss of Atlanta's canopy is also weighing on residents. Suzanne Blom has lived in Kirkwood for 12 years. Like other neighborhoods within the city, it's become attractive to developers.
Well, one of the reasons I moved to Kirkwood is I really enjoyed, there was a lot of diversity, the natural resources of the trees, and a lot of this is being pushed out by the development.
One development really affected her. A bulldozer pushes dirt around a lot once full of towering oak trees. They were clear-cut last year to make way for several homes.
I was up at night. I cried. I mean, we all cried when this came down.
Blom couldn't bear to see the sight for weeks. The mass cutting inspired her to join a new advocacy group called Atlanta Protects Trees. Catherine Kolb is a naturalist with the group.
The thing is, Atlanta is so special because we have tremendous urban forest still here.
Atlanta is also special in that its forest is not public. Most of the city's trees are on private residential land, 77% according to Georgia Tech. Those trees are protected by an ordinance. To take down most trees, owners have to pay a city fee. Kolb's group formed because they don't believe the fee works.
The real estate values are high, and people are selling these homes, you know, for $500,000 or more. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is the cost, a couple $1,000s to take down a tree, is really not an impediment. It simply becomes a cost of doing business.
The fees do go toward replanting trees, and the city has nearly $6 million in the fund. But people like Kolb fear you can't replant a forest. Atlanta's new planning commissioner, Tim Keene, says he understands that.
I mean, there's going to be development of the city. There will be loss of some trees. There's no question about that. That's part of what happens. But I know the thing that we would like to see is that trees become a much more integral part of the way we design places in the city.
That means prioritizing trees in the beginning of the building process, especially trees of a certain age or species. It could also mean using replanting funds to buy private land to make more of those trees public property.
And so we've been talking about how to change the ordinance and our processes to make that the case.
Developers hope they'll have a say in the changes. John Beach builds homes in North Atlanta, and he says he and his peers see the importance of trees.
Trees are an amenity, and homeowners really like trees. The last thing a builder wants to do is spend money cutting down trees that would help sell a property.
He says sometimes, though, competing city laws like stormwater regulations leave them no choice. It would take a comprehensive plan from the city, Beach says, to begin to solve the problem. The city hasn't set a timeline for the tree policy update, but Commissioner Keene does have a goal.
For this to be an even better place to live 1 million people from now, we need to accentuate the thing that makes this physically a beautiful place, which is the trees.
Atlanta's sprawling design left room for trees. Keene says a denser city should make room for them. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.